This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. You can join us at number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And nobody.
We started out talking about the World Economic Forum, and I do want to get back to that discussion when we get the chance. The phones are blowing up, so we are going to go back to those calls. We still have John on the line.
Be careful with that phone. It might explode.
It could. We've got John on the line here. He's from Colorado, and he has been, in the last, he described, I think, several weeks, or if not months of his life, he's been researching diligently this whole theory about the corporate citizenship, a.k.a. straw man. And I don't want to put words into his mouth, but that's my understanding of what we've been discussing so far. It's a topic that's come up many a time over the years. Not often, but on occasion it does come up. Somebody calls in and advocates some guru or another, and you can go and, you know, follow that guru's instructions. Usually you got to pay him. And then they tell you to send paperwork here or there, and then the paperwork will have, you know, if you write the right magic words in the right order and send it to the right bureaucrat.
It's not magic, Ian. If you're working with what you learned, that is possible to know. It's not like it's. Don't try to put it down by saying magic words.
Arthur C. Clarke wrote that any sufficiently advanced technology was indistinguishable from magic.
The idea, Bonnie, isn't. My intention is not to belittle this. I really want to believe this. I really want to see.
But every time I tell you about something that I'm learning about and you don't know anything about, you say, I don't know if I believe that. Nobody cares, sorry, Ian, if you believe a thing. If it's possible to know.
Nobody cares.
If it's possible to know a thing, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. You should learn about it.
Sure,
and then
sure.
You have no use for belief.
No, I have learned about it. I've done a lot of research into this particular area, and although I have avoided paying the hundreds or thousands or whatever of dollars to hire a guru at this point, I've done a lot of independent research into this, and from what I've seen, there's not a lot of consistency when it comes to this. Now, you brought up, Bonnie, videos online that you've seen, apparently, of people showing paperwork to police on pullovers. And
it'll
having
look
the police
like an ID, and the ones I've seen, it'll be on Brother Truth's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
One word, Brother Truth with an A. He makes these that you can buy from him if you, I guess, show him proof that, like, you have a Native American tribe in your blood, because he, like, I guess the average person would say he was a black person, but he dismisses that term. He doesn't agree with it or like it, and he says he's Cherokee,
mm-hmm.
and he has Cherokee blood, and he has, you know, one of those cards that says that he's part of the tribe member Cherokee, but he doesn't live on, like, a reservation or anything like that. It's a sovereign something, I don't know, but they hand them they don't say a word. They'll hand the police officer that pulled them over this ID card, and then they'll come back to the car and hand it to them and say, have a nice day, and leave.
Yeah, those videos are very persuasive. Now, of course, what it could very well be is they just don't want to bother with dealing with somebody like this. They know it's going to be difficult getting a fine payment out of them. We've had people, we've had the local goons here in Keene drop charges on our people whenever we challenge things like parking tickets and things like that. But I want to bring John back on the line here in Colorado. John, you're back on Free Talk Live, and I'd asked you before we went to the news break there about the Moors, which are a group of black gentlemen who have done a lot of research in this particular area. Several of them were arrested last year in the summertime in Massachusetts for, they were just trying to drive through. One of their vehicles had run out of gas. They were on the side of the road, which was a huge mistake. They pulled over on a state highway. And, of course, the longer you sit on the side of the state.
They were in Massachusetts, so that's a huge mistake to begin with.
You got to go through Mass to get to Maine for the
most
part.
But you could at least not stop. And it's pretty easy to get through Massachusetts from north to, or south to north and not stop, I feel like.
Poor planning on their part. They ended up, and it was midnight, so, you know, you pull over on the side of the road, and eventually there's some cops going to see, and that's what happened.
People on the road at that time.
Yeah, and that's what happened. They instead of just going to the gas station to get more gas, pulled over.
They didn't leave their guns, like, in the car. They were wearing them.
They had them out.
It all seemed like really bad plan after really bad plan.
But the reason why they had them out is because they're, you know, they believe they're free people. They probably have done things like filing things with the state. I am speculating on that, just knowing the nature of the Moors, right? Like, they didn't just start from zero and decide they were going to drive through Massachusetts with a bunch of weapons. They probably filed a bunch of stuff with whatever. Anyway, and so, John, you had not heard of that situation.
No, I confess I still haven't, but I have now. Great. Well, yeah, right, exactly. You've given me what you know, and I appreciate that. I chatted with a friend of mine who's also listening and who, you know, there are people that declare themselves state nationals that have gotten in trouble. I've heard of that, too.
Sure.
And it typically happens due to one of two reasons: lack of knowledge.
On whose part?
Well, on their part. Like what we started with. You know, this is a show, I think, geared toward libertarians, right? Mm-hmm. And
it's geared towards anyone who wants to listen on the radio. But we're libertarians.
Okay. Right. But I think our primary understanding of ourselves as libertarians is that we stand on our own at the end of the day. If it comes down to it, nobody's going to be there for us, and we understand that.
Well, nobody will, but, you know, certainly for Ian or Bonnie, or for you, John, but
nobody's there.
Apologize for misphrasing this, but for me that means that I have to know what I'm getting into before I start, right? And so, the other possibility for how things may have gone wrong, and I don't know. Again, I said enough times, I hope, that I really don't know much about the Moore situation, but a lack of discernment, I would say maybe with bringing out all the guns.
Let me give you another example, a little more close to home. A gentleman named Jay Noon. He's been a co-host here on Free Talk Live, and Jay is one of those guys that has been into this for his whole life. I mean, you've been at this for 6 months or 6 weeks or whatever. Jay was born to a couple. His dad, Spud, rest in peace, he never gave his sons or any of his kids a Social Security number, right? So they had a good start. Right, like their dad didn't pay property taxes. Jay doesn't have. I doubt it, but I can't speak for him. Jay,
his kids don't have birth certificates.
So. Yeah, and they were had outside of hospitals and things like that. Okay. So, but you know, so Jay was raised in this particular belief system for a very, very long time, and he's an amazing guy, and he's one of those guys that has been traveling without a license for as long as I've known him. I'm pretty sure he still doesn't have one. I mean, that's the kind of person I take seriously, you know, when it comes to these theories, like somebody who can prove, like, yeah, I don't just talk the talk, I'm walking the walk, and that is Jay Noon. It was probably about a decade ago that he wasn't paying property taxes on a home that his first home that he'd purchased in Palmer, Massachusetts. And, you know, he did the best he could with filing whatever things that he needed to file as far as sovereignty is concerned. They still stole the property from him, and they tax-sailed it and gave it to a stranger.
And that's how you met him, right? You were down protesting.
Yeah, that's right. We went down to defend his what level of freedom we could defend by standing in his yard and hanging out with him when he was expecting the police to show up. And then they didn't show up that day because we were there. There was like probably at least a dozen people in his yard. But they came 6 months later and in the middle of the night and threw him out of his own home.
Might that be an example of... just the fact that he was the only one at the time doing that type of stuff. Maybe not the only one.
No, he's not the only one.
One of the only people at the time. One in a million people doing that at the time.
John, I don't. We got other people on the line that want to call in about this. So I want to ask you to call another night and tell us more. Right, like when you get your.
Question on the land, though. I'd be interested to know if Jay had that land.
Yeah, I'll have to put you in touch with
him. On Telegram.
Yeah, we'll put you in touch with him directly. And there's more coming up here. I want to hear about.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And bring up anything that's on your mind. Although right now, we've gone away from the initial topic, which was the World Economic Forum. And I do want to come back around to that. Ian, Bonnie, and Nobody are here tonight. But somebody called in, actually an old friend of Nobody's from way back in the day, who's gotten into this whole state citizen, independent, get rid of the straw man. There's different terminology for the same concept. And the basic concept is to declare your own personal independence from the state. And everybody's got a theory on how this should be done. There's different theories about it out there. The gentleman who was just on the line with us said he filed a 46-page affidavit with the Secretary of State's office, and he now believes that he is free from being able to be held account or held under their laws, that he no longer has to follow, I believe these were his words, he no longer has to follow their laws. And I really want that to be true. I really do. But every time I see examples of people who are a little closer to me that I know, like Jay Noon, for instance, who isn't here right now to talk about this, but he's somebody who's spent literally his whole life in a very similar belief system. He put his own property on the line to put this to the test years ago, and he lost it. Sorry, Bonnie. Go ahead.
I was going to say this last segment, but we were kind of running out of time, and everybody had things to say, but one time after I watched the Derek J's victimless crime spree, I was, like, depressed for, like, a week. I was just so, like, I felt down because I was like, oh, it seems like no matter what you do, it doesn't matter. They're just going to keep coming after you. You can say you're your own sovereign being, and they're not going to listen. They're going to put you in jail. You're going to have to take a plea deal. Otherwise, you're going to spend 9 years of your life in jail. That's the message I got from Derek J's victimless crime spree. And
okay, we need to do a sequel then, because that message is incomplete. Because we do see a way out.
Well, I want to say that actually I talked to Nobody, what I was going to say last segment, I talked to Nobody like that week that I was feeling all down after watching it, and he said, well, the thing about that type of activism, what do you call, like,
civil disobedience?
Civil disobedience, but there's another word I was looking for.
Non-cooperation?
Well, no, but anyways, is that if you are trying to make the point of shaking a bear's cage and make the point that they will attack you, it's more effective when there's more people who are actually on your side before you make the point, because otherwise nobody will care that the bear attacked you.
True.
Yeah. The exact quote is, civil disobedience is akin to poking a bear with a sharp stick in order to demonstrate the danger of keeping and arming bears. The problem with the method is that the demonstration is successful if and only if the demonstrator is mauled.
And the word I was thinking of was direct activism.
Well, and my quibble with that statement, though, Nobody, is that you can also have success if the bear does nothing. And that's what happened in a lot of cases. When you get enough people together, then the bear is completely impotent because they don't have enough bears or whatever.
And that was my point about you saying, oh, well, I want to believe in this, but I can't believe in it because everybody I've known who tried this, they got mauled by the bear. Well, maybe if enough people, like the guy was saying, a lot of people are finding out about this information, even just people I know in my real life who are not libertarians, like my friend that pointed me to Brother Troop. Enough people are standing up together, it'll be a different outcome.
Oh, that's always true.
And that was my point about seeing a way out, is that's the point of the Free State Project, is
right,
getting enough people who believe in liberty into the same geographical location.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm working on a tool called Self-411, mm-hmm, which is designed to be able to summon people when you find yourself in trouble. And that's another part of the thing,
right,
but there are other ways to communicate. But you know, the thing is, when you vastly outnumber the police and they believe that you are willing to stand up for yourself, that's when they balk.
That's when they change their
behavior.
Yeah, and I want to talk further about that, but I also want to bring Dave on the line here in Michigan. Go ahead, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I just want to say Nobody makes a great point. Yeah, I am a national, and I follow a gentleman named Roger Sales. That's S-A-Y-L-E-S. He wrote a book called Sovereign to Surf. Mm-hmm. He has a website, Sovereign to Surf. His gurus that, you know, he went to those seminars that he paid big money for like 30 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And John, the two gentlemen gave these seminars. One of them is dead now, but those two guys went to prison. And while they were in prison, they were in the prison together, a federal pen, and it was a great library and all this stuff, and they were sending stuff to Roger, and Roger printed it all, and he wrote a book. He, you know, they were writing a book, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it did get published. And you can find that at sovereignthesurf.com. Roger does this for free on a network called Jitsi. He's on Eurofolk Radio. He used to be on Truth Frequency Radio. He did some radio with Joyce Riley years ago, and he did. He had his own show on RBN, Republic Broadcasting.
Okay, so you've given us all his credentials, but what makes him? I mean, besides the fact that he's doing this for free,
Roger's got a one paragraph affidavit that comes right out of the DS-11. When you go apply for a passport, a brand new one that you never had before, it's called a DS-11.
Mm-hmm.
If you're renewing a passport, it's a DS-86, I believe. And on the last page of the instruction sheet, there's like four pages. The last paragraph says, there's a red warning box, and it says, if you put in an affidavit with your application, you better be telling the truth because we check. Well, it says right in it that the one paragraph comes right from their State Department handbook. And it says, I'm going to paraphrase it when you put in your affidavit. I, Ian, being duly sworn, hereby declare my intention. I am not a U.S. citizen, but I am a national. And then there's a certain way to fill out your application, and he gives you all these instructions. It's all free. There's every day he's on the radio, Monday through Friday.
And just to clarify, Dave, you've done this? You've gone through these steps personally?
I have, yes.
And how long ago did you do this?
Well, we actually did it back in 2018, but we didn't follow Roger's path. We went to, if you look up coppermoonshinestills.com.
Copper moonshine what?
Stills?
Stills, yep. Like a
for making distillery. Alcohol, yep.
Yes. Can I hold over?
Yeah, I want to hang on to you here. I want to find out, because the other gentleman was a 46-page thing. Dave says, no, you just need a paragraph. So I want to hear this.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah, I want to hear this theory as well. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is once again appearing to downplay comments President Biden made to reporters about the United States defending Taiwan should China invade. A statement was quickly put out that said Biden's comments don't reflect a change in U.S. policy. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the president's comments.
If there's one thing he wasn't today, is clear. To say what he said would be a major policy change. It ought not to be done answering a question at a podium standing next to the Japanese Prime Minister.
Then audio courtesy of Fox News, Georgia officials credit the new state voting law that was derided by Democrats and President Biden as Jim Crow 2.0 as the driver behind record turnout at the polls for the 2022 primary elections. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another popular chain is leaving Russia.
After 15 years operating in Russia, Starbucks will exit the market completely. Companies like McDonald's, ExxonMobil, and British American Tobacco have already given up on the country. The coffee powerhouse announced Monday it will sell off its 130 licensed locations in Russia. Starbucks also said it will pay its nearly 2,000 Russian workers for 6 months and help them transition to new opportunities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court says state prisoners can't present new evidence to claim they had ineffective counsel. That will make it harder for inmates to prove the case in post-conviction proceedings. It's a major blow to two death row inmates who said they had claims their state lawyers failed to pursue. Justice Clarence Thomas writing that allowing the claims causes unnecessary delays. The Dow gained 618 points to close at 31,880. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll get back into the World Economic Forum a little bit later, but we are knee-deep in one of the more interesting theories out there, legal theories. The idea of just filing some paperwork and saying goodbye to the system, but staying right where you are physically. It's a very attractive pitch. It's something that those of us that love the idea of individual liberty and sovereignty are going to naturally be attracted to. But where do you start? There are so many people that advocate different approaches. Just tonight, we didn't even bring this up, but somebody called in earlier, filed a 46-page affidavit with the Secretary of State at the U.S. level. And now Dave in Michigan is saying, no, a paragraph will do. And Dave, you said you've done this and you were just getting into it with us. You filed it along with a passport application, which sounds a lot like what Christopher Gronsky, I remembered his last name, Chris Gronsky advocates here in New Hampshire, although he does courses and, you know, charges a little bit for assistance. And of course, people's time is valuable. But
that's strange because I always thought that the point of a passport was proving your citizenship.
Well, the point, Dave, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, the point is when you file with the passport, you can file an affidavit along with it. It all gets recorded together, so you have an official record of your statement. And that is an ideal place, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, to make this sort of independence statement. Dave, can you answer that from your perspective?
Absolutely. So what, Roger has taught us is, when you apply for a passport, and actually, they have a passport card, so it's like an ID card, like a driver license. And, side note, a passport is an international driver's permit.
I didn't know that.
Really? I thought you had to apply for an international driver's license separately.
They may have that, but you don't. I know a lady that did this copper moonshine stills process many years ago, and she lives in Colorado near John there. And, I don't know if they live near each other, but in the same state. And she's a feisty old gal, and I'm telling you, she gave up her driver license because she called and she got a hold of GEICO, and GEICO told her, she gave them her passport card identification number, and they told her that her passport was a international driving permit, and she did not need a driver's license to get her insurance on her vehicle through GEICO.
That's interesting.
And then she got in a major wreck late, a few years after that, and they covered everything. Her husband actually broke his back. They went down a ravine, and they totaled, the vehicle was totaled. They covered it all.
Dave, let's get back to you, though. You filed this affidavit along with a passport application, one paragraph, I think you said it was, a few years ago.
Let me correct that. So we actually, when the Copper Moonshine guy, when we found that, he said he didn't recommend, he said the red box warning in the application process said not to fill out an affidavit, so we didn't. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even read it, dumb us.
Mm-hmm.
But, what John was saying, you better know what you're doing, right? You better do some research. But,
right.
So the reason you send this through the passport application is because that Secretary of State at the Department of State, he regulates all citizenship in this country, people coming in and going out. And so what you do is you put in a cover letter and you say to the head at the administrative department, you want your citizenship evidence, which is your affidavit. You can actually send one in prior to filling out your application for a passport. You send it right into the State Department and you say, you want your citizenship evidence placed in your file, your mm-hmm. administrative file, firmly and permanently.
And the idea is that if you ever need to show the IRS or whoever else it might be that you are not part of their system, that you can just point to that. Is that the idea?
Well, actually, what you do after you're done with that, then you send affidavits to all of these, like the IRS, your Secretary of State in the state you live in, and the prosecuting attorney for the state, judges in your county, whoever you want to notice that you are no longer a U.S. citizen, you've corrected your status.
And what is it that you call it? If you're not a U.S. citizen, what term do you use? A national.
We're nationals.
Okay.
We are nationals. We're non-resident. See, and they look, there's a section in there that they covers us as non-resident aliens because we're foreign to the corporation.
Now, did you sign or did you send these affidavits out to IRS, local prosecutors?
See, we haven't done that yet. Now, When we did our application process for the passport card in 18, we didn't do the affidavit. Later, we learned, we need to do this affidavit. There's actually a public law. It's 94-241, section 302, and it's from 1976, and it says, "I declare I am not a U.S. citizen, but I am a national." You can go declare that in front of a judge, and they have to honor it. But I know a guy who did it in court, and it didn't do anything. They just totally ignored it.
Of course.
Right? Because they're boss hogs.
That's the whole point here. It's sort of this intellectual exercise, but when it comes down to it, and this has always been what I've said to the various different theorists over the years, the court theorists, is you can have all the research done. You can have the forms filled out in triplicate with all the T's crossed and the I's dotted and think you got them. I figured it out. You've got the way out of the system. And then It doesn't matter. Because the thing is, they don't follow their own rules. They do right. whatever it is that they want to do, and that includes, you know, destroying your life.
They're less likely to do that when there's a bunch of people in the courtroom with cameras.
Right.
It's
that's
a lot
true.
Different if somebody's just by themselves saying, hey,
absolutely.
I figured all this out.
But the thing is, Bond,
that's the purpose of the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to try to stay out of the court. Because even as a national, you know, you can sing and dance, and that judge is the captain of his ship. He's sitting up in his wheelhouse.
Sure.
And
the guy running the jail isn't going to care either because he just does whatever the judge says. So thanks.
Now,
go ahead.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
A gal that followed Roger's process, she took her family. She did her children. She did her husband, her. They were traveling over the holidays, and they went and, you know, it was a busy day at the airport, right? So they go in line, and the ticket agent sends her over to the line where they got to take off their shoes and they go, mm-hmm. they're standing waiting to get, you know, felt up and
sure.
naked body scanners and the works. She said the guy came running across the airport yelling, come with me, I'm so sorry I put you in the wrong line. Once he had time to put in her passport card, and that it comes up as you're either a diplomat or an ambassador. And he led them over to the express lane. They got on that plane. They kept their shoes on. They didn't get scanned and or felt up. And so there's many stories like that where these nationals now are being treated as though they are diplomats or ambassadors. And now what my wife and I did, we refiled. But see, my wife, she didn't actually follow Roger's process, so. She sent in our stuff, but she did when we were renewing our cards because they were only 3 years old. They're mm-hmm. they're good for 10 years. They sent us a letter and they said if you want to renew your passport cards, you must include your $30 for the new card and new passport photos. And if you don't do it within 90 days, we will return your citizenship evidence.
Interesting.
That was our affidavit.
So you guys are still in the midst of this, then?
We are in the midst.
I want you to keep us updated, Dave.
Call us. Please call back again.
Ian, I would love, Roger Sales would love to come on your show. He is the expert.
Always happy to hear from anybody at all. Phones are open every single night. There's more coming up here.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And nobody.
We've been talking about the idea of sovereignty. And it's something that people on this show are big fans of. I mean, I love that concept that we are all the kings of our own lives and that no one should rule over us, and that we don't consent to being ruled. And, Bonnie, you were talking about the fact that, you know, if enough people were to join in with whichever, you know, plan we're talking about, whether it's the Free State Project of people physically migrating together, or if enough people were to file these affidavits with the government, that might give some more sway. And that's absolutely the truth. It's all about numbers. But the thing is, the filing doesn't matter that much. Because if we had, I don't know, what do we got, a few thousand people here for the Free State Project in New Hampshire? If we had half of them driving around with their own homemade license plates and refusing to obey, you know, various different government mandates in, you know, in a large group, then it would definitely give us a lot more strength than we would otherwise have, and we wouldn't have to file any kind of paperwork at all. It would just be the cops would see, you know, the Shire license plate, which I have one of them here in the studio because I've actually done this. They would see the Shire license plate, and they would know, oh, if we pull that person over, they're not going to pay the fine. They're going to go to court. They're going to make me have to go to court. They're going to then not pay the fine even after we find them guilty in court, which is what we tend to do on an occasional basis here and there. There's like, you know, a long time ago, a great lady named Lauren Canario, who was one of my inspirational reasons for moving here to New Hampshire, she did some of this freedom to travel stuff. And, of course, the state came down on her like a ton of bricks and took away her car license or something like that. And she ended up having to jump through the hoops to get it all taken care of. Because if you just do it all by yourself, they're going to come down on you and they're going to cut you off at the head and it's going to be over with.
Well, one thing that you're making me realize is, even if a bunch of people skipped all the steps of declaring themselves sovereign and just started acting sovereign and the cops ignored them, say all of New Hampshire did that. Let's just say all of New Hampshire did that.
Which will never happen. Well, you can never expect all of anyone to do anything.
Well, maybe everybody who didn't want to moved out. So that happened, and we declared independence, and we're sovereign, and we're not part of the federal system anymore. Well, that doesn't stop these psychopaths from saying, well, we'll just kill them if they believe that we are their serfs. And they would, in their own belief system, believe that they are totally fine to do that.
Sure.
But if you declared yourself not a serf anymore and you have no, if you go through kind of like their hoops to get out of their system first, that you kind of, like the guy said at the beginning, John was saying at the beginning, I don't like the idea that you consent by having a birth certificate and by all this stuff, but if you're just being kind of like, it's like kind of being lazy and just saying, I'm just gonna pretend that doesn't exist when it does, and it's basically like what they're using as a contract to be able to kill you if you disobey, well... Because, I mean, these people do ultimately do that. If you disobey, if you drive without a driver's license, they'll kill you. Ultimately,
they killed a lot of Iraqis, and those Iraqis didn't have U.S. birth certificates, and they didn't have U.S. driver's licenses, and they didn't consent to any involvement with the United States. They didn't even live here, but that didn't stop the U.S. government from murdering them.
Well, maybe their
based
government kind
on
of sold
lies.
Them.
Yeah, I don't want to.
They're part of their governments, and their governments kind of sold them.
I just want to make it clear. I'm not saying don't try this. Okay, I'm not saying don't declare your independence. We've done that.
I'm just making.
We've done that. We did that with the Fire Society Declaration in 2010 at Porkfest. We had a great signing. There's a framed copy of one of the declarations in this room with dozens of signatures on it. It is a personal declaration of independence.
Ron Paul signed it.
He didn't sign that copy, but he has signed one of them. You're absolutely right about that. And so, you know, we did that. And there have been other people who've done the processes that we've been discussing tonight with the callers as well. So I'm not opposed to any of that. Just you have to understand that they will still do whatever it is that they want to do to you. And if you encounter a situation where you flash your papers and a cop walks away, well, that's great. And if that's actually what saves people on occasion, then fantastic. But the thing is, that's not duplicatable on a consistent basis. And I will once again issue my challenge to those people out there who truly believe in these processes, because I want to believe it. But in order to believe things that are, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence?
They do.
In order to believe these claims, they need to be tested. And they need to be tested and proven to work consistently. Otherwise, it's just, you're getting lucky because the cop doesn't want
to
mess with you.
More people need to be educated about it. And I don't understand why you would say, listen, if somebody believes in this Bible, I want to believe in it. I'm not going to read it. I want you to read it and test it.
I've told you, I've read all about this stuff. I've done these things. I pulled up a document here that I filed with the Secretary of State of New Hampshire. Okay, so I've done a lot of this stuff.
Well, this is your
pattern. But they still came and arrested him.
Sure. Well, somebody else would say, you didn't file it in the right way, you didn't file it with the right person. So that's why I'm throwing out this challenge, again, to the various people who believe in this stuff. Move to New Hampshire. If you're already here in New Hampshire, pop your head up so we can meet you. Come out to, various different events, introduce yourself, tell us about what you've done, and then go park your car downtown in Keene, New Hampshire for a few hours one day during, business hours and get yourself a parking ticket. And then we're going to document from start to finish how it is that you successfully managed to get rid of this. If that's too easy, well, then go ahead and speed in front of some cops and get yourself a speeding ticket. And I want the whole thing documented from start to finish. The pullover, I want that documented. I want whatever, things that you file with the court documented. And then I want to see this process. I want to see it work. And then I want to see it work again.
I don't think that would prove that this whole thing is bull crap if that didn't work for one person. Because the thing is, these people hide behind these people who run the world. Whoever they are, whatever, they hide behind the police. The police do their bidding, so they have no moral consequences because they believe in karma. The cops are the ones actually taking the bad karmic consequences because they're uneducated about that type of spiritual stuff.
So
they'll do this to
stuff.
People, and it doesn't matter to them if they do it to just like one or two people. They'll start to figure out that they can't do something to people if there's a whole bunch of people doing it, and that the average person looking on disagrees with them.
Sure.
But right now, when everybody in the like 99.999% of people believe, oh, you should be killed for breaking enough laws, which is basically ultimately what people believe, then the cops are like, I am right.
That's
right. Have the right to do this because someone told me I could. It doesn't seem to me like it proves anything for one person to go through all this and the cops.
Well, I want more than one person.
Anyway.
Well, what it proves when one person goes through these steps and does get arrested or jailed or whatever it is that they don't expect happens to them, what it proves is that you can't necessarily rely on these things to keep you safe. And that would be my contention.
Right. No paperwork is going to stop a psychopath.
Yeah, I don't think anybody here has claimed that it's going to just keep you safe.
Well, no, when you push them, they will admit, oh, yeah, you don't want to show up in court. Oh, you don't want, you keep your head down is what the last guy called in to say. It was like, oh, yeah, you don't want to put yourself on their radar. Well, of course not, because they're psychopaths, and they'll do whatever it is they want to, and it doesn't matter what you file with them. But again, I'd love to be proven wrong.
And if your defense is not being noticed, it's easier to not be noticed by just not being noticed.
Let me ask you if you believe in this. Do you think it is true that if you learn everything there is to learn about the stuff in, their laws, their codes and everything, there probably is an opt-out option?
No.
Not like one checking a button, but, there's probably a way to opt out. And if you don't, then...
Well,
why did you say you did this? You said
gurus,
you did this before.
That's what the gurus believe, but you're never going to find it in their statutes. There's not some sort of statute that says, if you just file the right paperwork with the right agency...
Then why did you say, I did this, Bonnie?
I've done various different aspects of this. That's the first reason. Well, I've done various different variants of this over the years. The first time I got arrested in court was I was trying one of these theories. The theory in that particular case was the one where I wouldn't stand for the judge. Remember?
Uh-huh.
No, I wouldn't sit down. I was standing, and I wouldn't sit down.
Well, it was 6 seconds. My impression, that was actually a big thing that got me to move up here, actually, was seeing that video.
That was me trying one of the theories, which says that you're always negotiating with these people. And,
they didn't want to negotiate.
No.
Well, you don't believe in it, so I don't know why we're even talking about it.
I don't believe in it. I love these ideas.
You just told me you didn't.
I love these ideas. I want to have someone prove that they actually work, though. And that to prove it means you've got to do it consistently.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.